We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Carol Adelman, director of the Hudson Institute's Center for Global Prosperity. The center has recently released its latest edition of the Index of Global Philanthropy and Remittances. And one of the conclusions is that despite a deepening worldwide recession, giving among U.S. religious congregations remains extremely high. And Carol, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome. It's nice to be with you today, Greg.
Remind our listeners the purpose of this report and what you discovered specifically about the giving among religious congregations.
Yes, the purpose of the report was to take a look at exactly how much money was going overseas from private institutions, including churches and foundations, corporations, and then traditional charities like CARE and Save the Children. And when we dug in and found out what these numbers were, we were really quite amazed because it comes out to about $37 billion, which is over 1.5 times what our official government aid was. So that we found interesting. And I think we also found interesting the very new and creative ways that this aid was being delivered. It was definitely more hands-on, more people-to-people, and getting to real problems in developing countries.
How do those numbers compare to previous years? And expand, if you can, a little bit on how the delivery is also a step in a better direction.
Sure. Well, the numbers are going up. And again, our numbers, the latest numbers for which we can get the full data, only take us through 2007. But we do know from some other more recent reports that in 2008, giving really continued to rise, but it was at a lower rate. It's only been pretty much at the very end of 2008 and at the beginning of 2009 that we know that private giving has declined to the developing world. But church giving, the wonderful, interesting fact about church and other religious giving is that while we don't have exact numbers on data on the recent numbers, we're seeing that the declines have been much less than other private giving, and in some cases have even gone up.
Well, we're talking with Carol Adelman of the Hudson Institute. And Carol, so the popular conception that developing nations are helped most by taxpayer-funded foreign aid is not necessarily correct.
Yeah, that is right. And this feeds into the fact that people were calling America stingy because that measure was a measure of government aid as a percent of our entire gross national income, when in actuality our government aid is more than twice the second largest donor. But the real important thing is that our private institutions that are out there really helping the world. And Americans just give abroad the way they do here domestically. They like to go through their local institutions, and that's how they're doing it overseas as well.
And how is the money specifically being targeted? I imagine there's an evangelism component, perhaps a AIDS relief effort, depending on whether it's in Africa or other developing parts of the world. How is the money generally earmarked?
Well, we basically are very clear when we pull together our religious giving number. We ask in our surveys, we ask that evangelism be excluded, although that's certainly a part of the church giving. But for our numbers, we're pulling out what the churches are doing that is in the area of health, economic growth, creating jobs through microfinance, disaster relief, short-term missions when church members go over and help in AIDS orphanages overseas, and education. And what we found out this year was that churches give the most to educational programs. About 34% of the $8.6 billion that churches and other religious organizations give to the developing world goes to education.
Carol, is there any way to compare how U.S. congregations giving compares to that of other countries?
Well, we would love to have that data, and we probably won't have that for a couple more years. And we're working to try to improve the private giving numbers for European and other countries. A lot of people think, European countries don't give that much privately to their citizens, but what we're finding is that's really not true. It's not as high as the United States, but it's large and it is growing. And we're planning to get into that analysis in the future.
And real quickly, before we let you go, Carol, where can people learn more about your report and some of the other discoveries you've made in this year's edition?
Well, our report is located on our website, which is www.global-prosperity.org. And it can be downloaded for free, and the information on how to contact us if anyone has any questions is all there.
That's global-prosperity.org. Carol, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Carol Adelman is director of the Hudson Institute Center for Global Prosperity, which has published its latest edition now of the Index of Global Philanthropy and Remittances. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Find us online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.